Good morning and welcome to Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Stand by, it's going to be exciting. Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, where I try to podcast relevant issues that take place inside the postal community so that all postal employees can be aware. Again, what I find via the podcast is that situations that used to exist in vacuums as a result of my podcast are now being spread to postal facilities all over the United States, and we are seeing on a much larger and real-time basis how non-compliant, how sometimes just maliciously antagonistic postal management can actually be. I try to bring advice, I try to bring guidance, but what I find humorous is I could podcast about inefficient management in Columbus, Ohio, and get a witness to that podcast from almost every state there is. So if these violations, this inconsistency is going on in such a widespread, what is it that we're set to do that's going to bring about a change? Because just talking about it is not going to get it done, folks. There is never a podcast that I can podcast about postal management, and several employees and several other installations will find themselves saying, yeah, that takes place here also. So what I believe, again, so now it goes to the top. When all postal services are operating in a non-compliant manner, then that only means that the top authorizes, when I say the top, I'm talking postal headquarters, they authorize this non-compliance. And again, when I say authorize it, I don't mean that they actually call down and say, we don't care about the contract. No, I mean they authorize it because they do not take corrective action towards their managers who consistently violate it. That's what I mean by they authorize it. Let's talk about postal management today, folks. I find it strangely interesting that a corporation as large as the U.S. Postal Service continue down a path that says, I don't have to train my managers, but I expect them to produce for me as if they were trained. This is going to be a bit of a dichotomy on this podcast because I'm trying to show how inefficient postal management is. And the reason I want to show that is because of their inefficiency, they put additional pressure on the craft, and that's my real concern, of how management treats the craft, not management. So the Postal Service continues to hire supervisors, SDOs, that do not know postal operations, not concerned with them learning postal operations, but they're putting them in charge, and they're giving them the false pretense of, in order to be a good supervisor, what you have to do is just write people up, suspend people, take people's job. See, that's the training that they're getting. And I want to say that training just envelops them inside of a vicious cycle that they're never going to get out of. When you believe that the amount of discipline you write makes you a good supervisor, you're a failure. When you believe the amount of people you get fired that you can brag about at a supervisor meeting, if you believe that's important, then you're a failure. But when you believe that you are a postal supervisor and your job, again, is to protect postal assets and ensure postal efficiency, when you start with that belief, then you'll understand that that you have to receive training in order to be efficient, in order that your employees will look at you as that lead person, not just because you have that title. Because you are an EAS employee, naturally you're the lead person. But would you not rather be looked at as the lead because when you come into an area, the employees in that area are confident that their leader has arrived and their leader has a plan to move the mail or get postal operations in play. That's what I believe. I mean, I would think that as a postal manager, that's where I would want you to be. But boy, are we far from that. But we're at a juncture or a period where postal management is complacent. They're happy. They're okay knowing that they can violate the contract and 5 out of 10 times you'll file. So they're 5 to the good. And listen to what I'm saying, because that's the mindset. If postal management knows that they can violate, if supervisors can stand right next to the craft and do work and convince the craft that they're doing this work because there's not enough people here, so the craft won't file a grievance. Come on, that's psychological operations at its best. I don't care if no one comes to work. When that supervisor touches that work, that's a grievance. Now, that's pretty hard line, but that's where I think we should start from. But we're not there, because right now, again, the Postal Service is not, first of all, they're picking managers by default, so to speak, and that's no disrespect to anybody that's a 204B or anything else. But what happens is the postal employees who have the knowledge, who have the experience, don't want any part of management because their whole postal career or all of their postal career, what they know management to be, are backstabbers, liars, and again, people who take advantage of people, not leaders, not motivators. So you can't get the better employee or the more senior employee because they don't want any part of your nonsense. So you have to resort to the newer employee. And I say to that employee also, if the opportunity comes for you, then grab it. If you've been at work for 2 weeks and postal management offers you a job in management, don't you let anyone talk you out of that. Sure, you know nothing about what you're doing, but if they see in you that opportunity, you have to take that, and then you can build on it. And again, a lot of my union brothers get a little upset with me when I talk like that, but as you know, I came up through the ranks in that manner. And I want to tell you something. When I hear union people telling craft people never to go into management, I think that's embarrassing. I think that's horrible. Who wants to come to work and be in the same place you are 5 years from now? That means you have no plan. And listen to what I'm saying. I can be in the same place 5 years from now, but in my mind, I like to move. Maybe I like to move to a different tour, a different work hours. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you come in the door working midnights and you say to yourself, 20 years later, this is where I want to be. Well, okay, that's just you. I'm far from that. You should always want to move up. And if you come into the Postal Service, wanting to become a postal manager is not a bad career move. I don't care what anybody tells you. Yeah, postal management is rotten and they're corrupt. But you know what? It's going to take quality people to come in and get them back online. Quality people is going to come in and hear that nonsense the MDO is talking and say, you know what? I have to do this. And it's going to be against what they want for this one time, and I can show the MDO that I've got a better way, and then maybe they'll change their perception on what I'm doing. Or you're just going to be that yes person, whatever it is they want, that's what you do. And let me say this for a second to those employees thinking about going into management. It doesn't matter if your MDO is right or wrong, and if you work in Columbus, we understand that wrong happens more often than not. If that's what they ask you to do, why would you go against that? I hope I'm being motivating right now to those 204Bs or those employees looking to get into management. Again, I despise management personally because that's through personal things that we've gone through. But as I look around, and I guess being a former manager, I guess that's why I'm so tenacious when it comes to correcting their wrongs while having the latent function of honoring our national agreement. See, that's why I'm so tenacious at it, again, because I was one of them, and I see what they're doing, and it makes me embarrassed to say I was ever a part of that. Okay, let me bring it home. Bad supervision, Columbus, Ohio. We're going to go start in the maintenance department. Apparently, somebody has convinced the new supervisor that writing people up, hey, that's how you get stars by your name. Well, that's just wrong. Firing people inconsistently is how you get to move up in the game. Well, that's just wrong. Sending employees home for termination because they had an accident or they reported an accident, that's just wrong. And if you don't stop and look at what it is you're doing, then you destroy or you deteriorate the fabric that holds that unit together. Now, because you're a new supervisor, I have to believe that these actions that you are taking are probably you're edged on by your manager. Well, I guess you being a supervisor, you have to follow instructions, but you might want to learn to investigate a little better so that you just don't create a lot of hostility amongst your employees. Example, if you have two employees hired in their 90-day probationary period, if one employee calls out 15 times and another employee calls out 8 times, but you fire the employee with 8 times, you mean to tell me you don't see disparity in treatment? And these are the things that happen that your employees see, and therefore, if I can't trust you as a person or as a supervisor, then I'm not going to give you what we call discretionary effort. Yes, I'm going to do my job, but you should never expect anything extra from me. And as I bring this, as I wind this podcast down, I want to say to the employees, you have to become more active in your place of employment. You cannot allow management to just treat you disrespectful or to treat you in a manner that violates a contract and keep that to yourself. You see, this is one of the beauties I like of the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. If you give that information to me, we're going to podcast it. No longer will management be able to mistreat you in a vacuum. So by me always keeping you aware on my Postal Podcast of the goings-on, now you can see some of management's games before they begin to affect you. Hey, look, employees, Postal Management get creative, and they do some wild and crazy shit sometimes, thinking that they're right. I happen to have the skill set to let them know they're wrong most of the time. And all it requires you to do is contact me. You don't have to vote for me. You don't have to support me. You don't have to do anything except understand that I may be an answer to your problem. If all other avenues have failed, you contact Kenny Hodge, and I'm always here to go to work for the employees. I believe it's a gift I have, and until I retire, for me to do nothing or to squander a gift, I don't think is right. So I offer my services to postal employees, clerks, letter carriers, maintenance personnel, in the venue of EEOs, and in some cases even representing you in federal cases. Why? Because that's the business I'm in. Have a great day.